Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Live in a Day with Jay. I'm your host, Jay. We're going to have a great show for you today. There's lots of things that we need to talk about. We're going to talk about what's going on in our community. We're going to talk about the upcoming elections. We're going to talk about quite a few things that's going on in our community. And we need to definitely make sure that these things are carried out. Because if we don't, we're going to end up on the losing side, and I don't want to be on the losing side. Number to call, 646-668-8743. Guys, I'm telling you, we're going to be talking about the upcoming elections in Gastonia, why it's important, why you guys need to get out and support those that you think have your best interest, and you need to know why you're supporting them. You don't need to just support people because that's what you think you should do. We need to have an understanding of who we are voting for, and we need to have an understanding that is of why we are voting. And the only way we're going to be able to do that is if we do our research and find out what it is that we want from the elected officials. I'm going to definitely have some on the show, and we're going to introduce them to you, and we're going to get you guys acclimated into what they are offering and what they want to happen in their community. Number to call, 646-668-8743. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay. BlogTalkRadio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man. My hands,
that I was strong, a man afraid of nothing. I had the world inside my hands, that's what I told myself. But now I see that I was wrong. The truth is I have nothing. If I do have you,
Inspiring Males for Success provides new hope for males ages 6 through 17 in the Gaston County and surrounding areas. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success strives to inspire participants to spiritually, mentally, and culturally grow to achieve personal and social accountability. For more information, contact Glenn Bratton at 704-524-4058. Again, that's 704-524-4058. 4058, Mentors Inspiring Males for Success, Gastonia's hope for the future.
You are now listening to Lively Day with Jay. Now go get 'em, Daddy.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call, 646-668-8743. Again, that number is 646-668-8743. The phone lines are open today. I definitely want to hear what you got to say about what we are going to be talking about. First, let me say that on July the 12th at Hickory Tavern in Gastonia, North Carolina, we had the 5th Annual Independent Artist Festival. And, guys, it was nothing short of unbelievable. We had so many great performances. I was very happy with what transpired at the festival. The people that performed were unbelievable. The crowd was unbelievable. I can't say thank you enough to those that were really attentive and that gave to the festival and that continues to support the radio show. I can't tell you guys thank you enough because there is so much that I want to get done with this show. And hopefully, I got some news for you guys that's going to be affecting the show And I hope that we are able to make this transformation very, very soon. And I hope that we will be able to continue to bring you the very best in what I call news talk, and continue to give you guys a platform. Because I'm telling you, this is going to be something really big for the show, and I want to share that with you. I can't do nothing else but share it with you. So just pay attention, continue to follow the show, continue to see what we're doing and the new things that we're going to be actually introducing to you. I got some great guests that we are going to be talking to this week, next week, and hopefully for weeks to come. Let's talk a little bit more about the festival before I get into my rant. The festival was July 12th. It was at Hickory Tavern in Gastonia, North Carolina. And as I stated before, thank you to those that supported the show, that donated to the show, the festival that is, that come out and had a great time. It was a great time. I'm still getting emails and I'm still getting comments from people talking about what they saw at the festival, what they experienced, and, you know, the artists that were there. Guys, I'm telling you, they are nothing short than phenomenal. And I told you, I put my indie artists on any mainstream artist, and I tell you, my indie artists will come out on top. But I am toying with the idea of having another festival before the end of this year, and I'm thinking maybe around October or November. We are still thinking about that and what we need to do with the venue and all that good stuff. So just look for it. Keep your eyes and ears open, because that is something that we are looking to do. Now, talking a little bit today about the Gastonia election. I'm definitely going to get Mayor Reed on the show so you guys can hear his plans for the future of, or his vision, that is, for the future of Gastonia. I think you will be thoroughly, thoroughly impressed, and you will be very, very hopeful that there is going to be some growth, some great growth in the Gastonia area. But let's talk a little bit about this process. So many times I have sat around people and they talked a little bit about why they don't like certain candidates or certain elected officials. And the first question, you know, as everyone does, I ask is, did you go vote? And the first thing I hear is, my vote don't count. And I can't believe this is 2019, and we're still having individuals who think that their vote don't count. We're still having individuals who are not informed enough or try to inform themselves enough to know a little bit about the candidates to make a conscious, smart voting decision. Now, you have great candidates in this area. You have great elected officials right now. Well, a couple, and I'll say that. Right now, that are doing everything they can to make sure that the area, the Gaston County area, is progressive in their approach to what's going on around them. You're not even paying attention to it. I'm going to talk to the black community. I always do. Black community, I don't know what's going on with you. I don't know at what point are you going to realize that you have to learn how to coexist with each other. That's actually sad to say. It's actually sad to say that there is not enough camaraderie in the black community that we can make things happen on a positive level. Does it always have to be somebody get their head knocked in by a policeman or an altercation with a policeman or anything bad in our communities for us to come together? At what point in time are we going to realize that we need to come together at all times, not in times of strife, not in times of just bad things happening, which I know is probably strife. I know some of you smart behinds are saying that. But we got to learn to help one another. We got to learn to support one another. And I learned a very valuable lesson having this artist festival about support. For those of you that supported me, I love you to the end, and I appreciate it. And you have no idea what that means to me. But for those of you who sit back and wait to either giggle at something or see someone fall flat on their face, how do you even live with yourself? But these will be the same people that call you brother, call you sister, tell you that they are for our young people, which in actuality I find it hard to believe, and don't want to support you, but will go out and support something that's very negative. Those are the people that continue to bring all the negative overtones in our community. I mean, I said this before, but in the urban community, don't you want your communities to look better than what they're looking? Don't you want high school dropouts to drop to almost non-existent? Don't you want to be able to stand out on your porches or in your yard and to look down the street or corner or whatever the case may be and not see drug dealers, not see teenage pregnancy, and in some places not see prostitution? Don't you want that? Don't you want that for your young people? If you don't want that, you need to look at yourself in the mirror. And if you say you want that, then you need to start acting like you want that. You need to start putting the people in office that can get you those things. You need to make sure that the people we vote for have the best interest of our agenda and not theirs. But the only way you're going to be able to make sure that happens is just to get to know the people who are running for office. Inform yourself. Don't make bad voting decisions. Inform yourself of who you're voting for. Don't vote for someone just because everybody else is doing it. Know who you're voting for. Go meet that person. Read up about that person. Those are the things that we got to do to make ourselves informed voting citizens. Stop all this foolish talk about my vote don't count. Yeah, it's not going to count if you're sitting on the couch and not doing nothing. It's not going to count. As they say with the lottery, you can't win if you ain't damn buying a lottery ticket. I never in my life seen so many people say, I wish I won win the lottery, and don't even play. Hey, and whatever reason you don't play, that's your reason. But don't sit up and say, I wish I could win. Just like you say, I wish our community was in a lot better shape than it is now, and not go vote. It doesn't mix, y'all. It doesn't make sense. And at some point in time, we got to realize what makes sense and start putting it into action. If you want a positive elected official, then inform yourself of who you're voting for and put one in there. That's how this works. If you want the best for your young people, then start teaching them the best. Start teaching them what's right. Stop pacifying our young people. Y'all, we in some trouble. I see some of the things that are going on in the school systems. Not all of it's bad, because there's a lot of biased stuff going on in the school systems also. Don't get it twisted. Sometimes our people, our young people, and I'm talking black, green, blue, purple, orange, and black. I said black twice, I think. But anyway, all of them, how can I say this without well, I don't care if I offend anybody, but being biased does not pick and choose who they want to be biased with. I'll just say it that way. Parents, get off your lazy behinds and find out what's going on with your children in school. Stop dropping your children off. And I know I'm going off into something else, but it's all tied together, and I'm going to show you how. Stop dropping your children off in school and just going home and forgetting about them. Find out what's going on in the classroom. Find out why your child is struggling. Find out how your teachers feel about your children. Find out how your children feel about the teachers that you leave them with for 7 hours a day and a half or something like that. Stop being lazy. Stop just using education as a daycare, because it's much, much more than that. And if you guys are using it as a daycare, then what do you think our children are doing? What do you think our children are seeing it as? Find out what's going on in your child's educational journey. Because if you don't know, then your child might as well be just living this life without any guardian. Because there's no one that can get their back but those that are in the education field that cares about them. And yes, there are some that cares tremendously. And there are some that's there for a paycheck. Let's just keep it 100. That's just exactly what it is. These are some of the things that has to change. And you know how these things change? When you put the right individuals in the places that need to be, or they need to be, to make sure that our young people are not failing. When you put the right people in places that make the decisions for our young people, not for the best interest of themselves, because there's a lot of that going around here too. Y'all, we have to be very informed this go around. We have to put the right people in the right places, in the right seats, in the right situations. That's the only way we're going to get this thing right. Number to call, 646-668-8743. That number again is 646-668-8743. We come back. There is a clip that I want to play for you guys just to let you know that this is not old, this is not new what we're going through. This has been happening a long time. We just haven't been paying attention, and we just haven't been paying attention enough to make sure that what we are doing is going to be the right thing. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
Tears if you love me, kiss me.
Make me miss all of
then we'll have some children. Never once will I intend to ever make you sad. This is what I do, baby. Wanna raise a family with my girl.
The Smoke Depot, located at 117 North Myrtle School Road in Gastonia, North Carolina, is here to service all of your tobacco needs. From vapes to cigars, you can't go wrong with the Smoke Depot. For more information, call 980-320-1018. Again, that's 980-320-1018, the Smoke Depot, Gastonia's elite tobacco supplier.
Something is happening in our world.
Criminal, factory, illiterate, uneducated,
people are rising up.
Negative characteristics you can think of.
Wherever they are, the symbols today.
And because
they are in Johannesburg, South Africa,
and giving me a desire to reform myself,
Nairobi, Kenya, Prague, New York City, Atlanta, Georgia, Jackson, Mississippi,
or
Memphis, Tennessee, the cry is always the same. We want to be free.
The teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad immediately did instill within me such a high degree of racial pride and racial dignity that I wanted to be somebody, and I realized that I couldn't be anybody by begging the white man for what he had, but that I had to get out here and try and do something for myself or make something out of myself.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 646-668-8743. That number again is 646-668-8743. Guys, before we went to the break, we was talking a little bit about what's going on in our community. How can we be informed voters, and what is going to take for us to get on that next level when it comes to voting and making sure we put the appointed people, or I ain't going to say appointed people, but the right people in places of power that make decisions for our young people. That it makes sense. Why wouldn't we? Why wouldn't we want someone that has the best interest of our young people? I don't want to be a part of failure. I said that before on the show, and I mean it. I want to be part of the solution. I want to make sure that our young people have what it takes to be disciplined, to be respectful, to know what they want in life, and to have the courage to go after it without any regrets. I want them to be unapologetically themselves. And the only way we are going to have young people that are going to feel like that about themselves is if we show them that there is a light at the end of that tunnel, as you shall say. And I'm not talking spiritual. I'm talking reality. Not to say spirituality is not reality, but I'm just saying. I'm not preaching. What I'm saying is that we need to make sure that our young people understand that there is hope. There is success if they work hard. There is success if they continue to put themselves in a position to be successful. And that might not be college. We're going to get that out in the open. College is just not for everyone. I'm not saying that college is bad because I'm a college graduate, and I want my children to be college graduates, but college might not be for everyone. And those are some of the things that we need to teach our young people. Those are some of the things that they don't understand. That there are opportunities out there, and I ain't talking about putting a ball in somebody's hand or a baseball bat or a soccer ball, whatever the case may be. I'm not saying sports is the answer. For some people, they are. But for everybody, it's not going to be. And for a large majority I would say 98%, I'll give them 97%, sports will not be the answer. So we have to teach our young people that there has to be a backup plan because sports is not the answer. You're not gonna. You know how hard it is to be the next LeBron James coming out the urban community or another community. I'm not gonna cut you out like that because Larry Bird was a monster. Do you know how hard it is, or the chances of that happening in every community? Slim to none. And so those are the things that we need to teach our young people. I can't tell you how many young people I've spoken with in the last couple of weeks, and I've asked them what do they want to be when they leave school, and they tell me they don't know. A young man told me, I don't know what I want to be when I grow up. How is that possible? How is that possible that a child with both parents in the home doesn't know what they want to be? And then you got mom and dad flossing. You got mom and dad on Facebook and flossing. They just flossing. Everything they do, they flossy with it. But your child doesn't know what they want to be when they grow up. See, it's that kind of buffoonery I've been talking about. It's that kind of stuff that's going to continue to make our children not know which way is up. I'm not going to be a part of that. And if that is the calling of some of the local leaders, then I can't support you. I stated before, there are some good politicians that are in office right now. And yes, so we can get this out in the open and let all of you know I support Walker Reed. So I want you to know that. He has a platform on this show. So when you come with all that negativity, I'm not going to be biased. I'm going to listen to you. But you better be really, really ready to back up everything that you have to say. I mean, the proof is in the pudding. He's done some great things since he's been in office. And I know there's a lot of people out there that have things they want to say. But I challenge you to show me better. You can't. You can't. Enough of that. Enough of that. Because I'm going to have Walker on the show, and I'm going to let Walker say what he needs to say to the public and to let you guys know that we are moving in the right direction. So before we went on the before we took the last break, I said that there was a clip that I wanted to play. Now, I don't know how many of you guys are familiar with any of Dr. King's speeches. And I'll tell you why I'm playing this speech after it's over. But I think at this point, you need to listen to this. It's called The Three Evils of Society. And I want you to listen to what he says. And I want you to understand how it relates to how we're living now. So here's Dr. King, the three evils of society.
Mr. Chairman, friends and brothers in this first gathering of the National Conference on New Politics, ladies and gentlemen, can you hear me in the back? I don't know if the Klan is in here tonight or not with all the trouble we're having with these microphones. And seldom, if ever, we're still working with it. As I was about to say, seldom, if ever, has such a diverse and truly ecumenical gathering convened under the aegis of politics in our nation. And I want to commend the leadership of the National Conference on New Politics for all of the great work that they have done in making this significant convention possible. Indeed, by our very nature, we affirm that something new is taking place on the American political horizon. We have come here from the dusty plantations of the Deep South and the depressing ghettos of the North. We have come from the great universities and the flourishing suburbs. We have come from Appalachian poverty and from conscience-stricken wealth. But we have come. And we have come here because we shared a common concern for the moral health of our nation. We have come because our eyes have seen through the superficial glory and glitter of our society and observe the coming of judgment. Like the prophet of old, we have read the handwriting on the wall. We have seen our nation weighed in the balance of history and found wanting. We have come because we see this as a dark hour in the affairs of men. For most of us, this is a new mood. We are traditionally the idealists. We are the marchers from Mississippi and Selma and Washington who staked our lives on the American dream during the first half of this decade. Many assembled here campaigned deciduously for Lyndon Johnson in 1964 because we could not stand idly by and watch our nation contaminated by the 18th century policies of Goldwaterism. We were the hardcore activists who were willing to believe that Southerners could be reconstructed in the constitutional image. We were the dreamers of a dream. That dark yesterdays of man's inhumanity to man would soon be transformed into bright tomorrows of justice. Now it is hard to escape the disillusionment of betrayal. Our hopes have been blasted and our dreams have been shattered. The promise of a great society was shipwrecked off the coast of Asia on the dreadful peninsula of Vietnam. The poor black and white, are still perishing on a lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity. What happens to a dream deferred? It leads to bewildering frustration and corroding bitterness. I came to see this in a personal experience here in Chicago last summer. In all the speaking that I have done in the United States before varied audiences, including some hostile whites, the only time that I have ever been booed was one night in our regular weekly mass meeting by some angry young men of our movement. And I went home that night with an ugly feeling. Selfishly, I thought of my sufferings and sacrifices over the last 12 years. Why would they boo one so close to them? But as I lay awake thinking, I finally came to myself, and I could not for the life of me have less in patience and understanding for those young men. For 12 years, I and others like me.
That was Dr. King talking about the evils in society. I want to point out one thing that he said, and I want you to think about it before we go to this break. He said that the poor blacks and the poor whites are disillusioned by material matters and subjects. Now, I want you to think about that. How many poor people you know can stand in line and buy $200 and $300 pair of Michael Jordan sneakers or the latest iPhone or the latest Samsung phone? And it doesn't have to be those two. It could be any cell phone. Because we all know the cell phones now cost on average about $1,000. Disillusion with material matter. Disillusion. Poor white, poor black. This is in the 1960-plus era. And here it is, 2019. And poor black and poor white are still disillusioned by material matter. The only thing that they can come together on sometimes is the differences we have. Why is that a meeting point? Why can't we understand that if we're disillusioned, and if we've been disillusioned that long, at some point in time, we got to realize that we got a lot more in common than we do not in common. Now, I'm not saying racism doesn't exist, because it does on both sides. I'm not saying it don't exist. I'm not saying that there are people that use it right now to continue to keep a division between the two races of people. What I am saying, it's a crying shame that they're able to do this, and we continue to fall for the same joke. It, you know, it's like that joke that someone tells you, or that trick that someone plays on you, that card trick. You know what's going to happen, but you give the same reaction each and every time that it's a surprise, when you know it's not a surprise. Why do we continue to let those that don't try to understand our struggle, our fight, our similarities, our tears, our wants, our needs? Why do we continue to let those who don't care or want to care about those things between us continue to use those very things against us? Why do we continue that? Why do we continue to let our young people settle for less? Why do we continue to let that happen? At what point in time are we going to realize this is not going to get better unless we get wiser? This is going to continue to happen unless we start talking about it. Stop being afraid, y'all. Stop being afraid to talk about racism. Stop being afraid to talk about police brutality. Stop being afraid to talk about drug dealers. Stop being afraid to talk about prostitution in your community. Stop being afraid to talk about bad education in your area. Stop being afraid to talk about it. Because being afraid is not helping our young people. Being afraid is continuing to keep the state of fear. Well, I ain't even going to say fear. The state of ignorance going. It's going to continue. Your children are not going to want to talk about it with their children. Their children are not going to want to talk about it with their children. It's a vicious cycle. And no one wins in the end. Now, I'm not trying to tell you to start a revolution. That is not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is to prepare your children. Give them the tools, the knowledge, and the discipline that they need to be successful. I beg you. Our young people are going to be the ones to have to finish this. And if we're not going to give them the tools to finish this, then I'm wasting my breath. But I don't believe I'm wasting my breath. I believe that there's going to be lots of success. I believe that we got it in us right now to make sure that our young people finish what we should have started. I believe that if our voice is loud enough, if our voice is strong enough, and if our voice is many of us enough, and I don't mean just black people, us, I mean us people, we are all affected by some of the same atrocities. If we speak loud enough, somebody's bound to hear us. If we speak frequent enough, somebody's willing to listen. And if we speak strong enough, somebody's willing to take action. You guys got to understand, this is how we're going to get to the next level. This is how we are going to get to the next level. Number to call, 646-668-8743. You guys are definitely live in the day with Jay.
Everybody works out of their own bag. Can you understand that? I can understand. Go ahead and sing. Hey.
Something sweet as a candy bar.
Understand it.
I can understand.
I can deal without the heat.
Baby.
Can you understand that?
What's up, my people? This is Big Easy from K-Cup Records. You're listening to Live in the Day with Jay Radio Show. Keep your heads ringing.
Yeah, what's happening? This is Taste of Meal, and you're listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Let's get it.
You are now listening to Lively Day with Jay. Now go get 'em, Daddy.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 646-668-8743. The number again is 646-668-8743. Guys, continue to support our local businesses, our small businesses in the community. Continue to support black-owned business in the urban communities. Please continue to support the radio show. Without you guys, I just don't know how much longer I would have done this. I started on a whim, and from the support that I have received, I really appreciate you guys. Look, if you don't do nothing else today, tell somebody you love them that you don't normally tell, because you might not have tomorrow. Tomorrow's not promised. I love you guys with the greatest love that I know, and that's the love of God, because he gives it to me each and every day. And I want you guys to recognize that, and I want you guys to continue to support this show. I need your support. I can't tell you how much your support means. I need your support. If you want to send donations, you can send it right through Facebook Messenger, or you can inbox me, and I'll tell you how you can get the support to me. But we are going to have another Independent Artist Festival, and I want you guys to definitely stay tuned for that. Stay tuned for some of the other things that I got going on. I want you to join me on tomorrow's show. Hopefully we'll be joined by none other than the mayor of Gastonia, that is Walker Reed. I'm reaching out to him, and hopefully I can get him on the show just to talk a little bit about his vision for the future. So, in the immortal words of the one and only Malcolm X, Salam Alaikum, I love you guys. That means peace be unto you. You guys have definitely, and I mean definitely, been live.